They sang hymns and discussed the heritage of St. Anne's Church on Broadway and Emsley Streets. It was closed in 2013 as part of a merger with Saints Columba and Bridget, one of the many mergers carried out by the Diocese of Buffalo. Friends of St. Anne's Ron Bates says with the city eyeing redevelopment in the east side, it makes sense to reopen the doors to that church.
Public transit. The bus stop is in front of St. Anne's Church. So if you live on the side street, you walk up, you're there. Or if you want to rollerblade or take your bicycle, you're downtown, you don't have to drag your car out. So we feel very positive.
Last week, the diocese announced the formation of a new compensation program for past sexual abuse victims. At that time, leaders did not rule out the possibility of selling parish assets to help fund that program. Bates was asked if there are concerns that the shuttered St. Anne's might be at risk.
Yes, we worry about that also, but the price that was advertised was $100,000. I'm not making light of $100,000, but that is not going to solve all the difficulties with the sexual matters. That's just not going to do it.
St. Anne's was built and opened in 1886 by German immigrants. Bates says the building is still in good shape. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.